Blackstone Audio presents How Green Was My Valley by Richard Llewellyn. This book contains the following dedication to my father and the land of my fathers. Chapter 1. I am going to pack my two shirts with my other socks and my best suit in the little blue cloth my mother used to tie round her hair when she did the house. And I am going from the valley. This cloth is much too good to pack things in, and I would keep it in my pocket, only there is nothing else in the house that will serve, and the lace straw basket is over at Mr. Tom Harry's over the mountain. If I went down to Tossall, the shop, for a cardboard box, I would have to tell him why I wanted it. Then everybody would know I was going. That is not what I want. So it is the old blue cloth. And I have promised it a good wash and iron when I have settled down, wherever that is going to be. It has always seemed to me that there is something big to be felt by a man who has made up his mind to leave the things he knows and go off to strange places. I felt the same for the rose cuttings I took from the garden down to the cemetery. But men are different from flowers, for they are able to make up their own minds about things. And that should make the feeling bigger, I think. But all I have felt this past hour since I made up my mind is an itch between my shoulders where a piece of wood got threaded in my shirt while it was blowing on the fence to dry. I felt very badly just now, mind, when I said goodbye to Alwyn. But since I did not actually say goodbye to her, and she has no notion I am going, it does not seem the same as saying goodbye properly, so I am feeling perhaps better than I should in false pretences.